Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to begin the program today by letting everyone know that on Saturdays we host Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. And the Rev's son, David Mista, has passed away. He passed away yesterday. We don't have any updates on what happened, but Dave did pass away yesterday. He was just a young man, a wonderful individual, and I would request that those that knew Rev, you know what a wonderful person he is, but I would like to ask for prayers for the family, for Rev. I visited with him this morning. He said he was just crushed. He can't just, it's really something that has just set him in a state of not only shock, but just loss. So if you would pray for Paul and his family. David had three children. And the mother is still alive. So I would just ask for prayer for the Mista family, Dave Mista's children. I would appreciate it. We are going to do JD on Saturday at noon. We'll do a tribute to David. We visited this morning. JD and I were visiting, and we were shocked also. JD let me know last night about 7:30. We were shocked. Just a fine, fine young man. So JD will do a special program on Saturday for Dave Mista. Okay, with today's program, there are, for the last, since 19, in the mid-70s, the New World Order, or the people that have ruled the West, came up with a new plan, an economic plan to rule the world. And this plan was introduced to the world through the World Economic Forum. It's a Western plan that has been developed by Klaus Schwab. And this has been the system that all the nations of the world, internationally, would use. It's a system of one monetary system. A system where you can eliminate the different currencies that are used in the countries of the world and go to just a system. This system has progressed to the point where presently any nation that wants to participate in this system will be included in a new economic world, or a digital world. A world where there is no need for rubles, pounds, rupees, dollars, yen, pesos, because all currency would be eliminated. This is what the book of Revelation has presented to the readers for the last 2,000 years, a cashless system, a system where you can't buy and sell unless you take a mark, worship an image, or take the name of the beast, the number of his name, and worship Him. We have come to that point. But something happened in February of 2022. There was one system. Some of the nations have been working on a second system. But finally in 2022, there was the actual reality that there is a second system. The BRICS bullion buy-up boys trend toward de-dollarization. This is an article out of Sputnik News. Amid growing uncertainty surrounding the U.S. dollar status as the global reserve currency, Russia and China have emerged as leaders in promoting de-dollarization efforts within the BRICS alliance. This shift towards gold as a store of value has seen the central banks of these nations actively acquiring the precious metal, signaling a broader move away from traditional reliance on greenback. So in February of 2022, Russia and China, they undertook, there was a partnership, unlimited partnership, where they agreed together jointly that there would be a new campaign by these two countries to de-dollarize the nations in their network of economic, they work together. It's called the BRICS Alliance. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. From that point to the present, there have been another six nations added. Probably by the end of this year, there will be 24 nations in that system. And Russia and China are, because of the partnership, it was a declaration of war against, you might just say, empire. It was a war against Klaus Schwab and all of the partners working with Schwab internationally, the countries and the NGOs working with this Western banking system. Well, because Russia and China have now, for the last 20-plus years, Russia has been working on an alternative. It has come into, it is now alive, and it is functioning, and now nations are beginning to use that system. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Era's coming. Eli's coming.
In this situation, Eli is Russia and China. Back to the article. China and Russia-led effort undertaken against the backdrop of rising global tensions spats with the West, and a desire to reduce exposure to Western currencies prompted the other BRIC economies' central banks to follow suit in the bullion buy-up. These nations are buying gold. They have learned a good lesson that fiat currency, using it, you destroy your economy and your credibility. Last week, Russian representatives to the International Monetary Fund, Alexei Mosyhin, urged BRICS members to prepare for the collapse of the dollar, and suggested that the bloc could create an alternative built on a basket of currencies of the five major members, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. The Brazilian real and the Russian ruble, the Indian rupee, the Chinese renminbi, and South African rand. Such a proposal is being discussed in the event of the collapse of the dollar and the international monetary system. It will be necessary to turn the said BRICS accounting unit into real currency backed by exchange goods, Mosyhin told Sputnik on Friday. Mosyhin did not elaborate on the new currency or mention the role gold could play in the new unit of value. However, gold's possible use to back the alternative to the dollar and other fiat currencies has been discussed at length among the options for the potential post-dollar global financial architecture built by BRICS. The BRICS bloc surpassed the G7 wealthy industrialized nations in GDP terms in 2022. The multipolar world nations have surpassed the Western G7 nations and their economies. This is an indicator that Russia and China, they were everything was perfect. It was a perfect scenario for them to enter into this partnership. Prior to that, the conditions weren't right. But once they had the other nations involved that would be willing not only to consider but to act upon a new network of nations working together economically, then the conditions would be right for Russia and China to openly declare to the world, which they did at the Olympics in Beijing in February 2022. It was an agreement. Vladimir Putin was in Beijing. Vladimir Putin addressed the Chinese people. Xi Jinping addressed the Russian people. And in that discussion, it was the plan was made public. It was a plan that every country in the world, the leaders of every nation in the world, when this happened, it shook America, England, all European nations, Canada, the Five Eyes countries, every nation. They knew what this meant. We didn't in this country. We are so busy making a living. We are not engaged. We are disengaged from what's happening internationally. This was a declaration of war by China and Russia against the United States of America. It was a declaration of war. Economic war. Also, it was a declaration to the United States that Russia and China, in this unlimited partnership, no matter what happened, they would assist each other. Russia would assist China should American forces plan an attack on China in Asia, in the Far East. China would agree to assist Russia in the future plans that Russia had. And I'm pretty sure that Russia had told Xi Jinping, that Vladimir Putin had told Xi Jinping that Russia was going to be forced to move troops into Ukraine. Because in the 22nd or 24th of February, 22 days later, Russia moved in. And China has backed Russia ever since. This is an unlimited partnership. They will work together with one objective: destroy the United States economically, and if so be, militarily. The two nations together are in a position where China makes arms for our arms industry. China is involved in manufacturing bullets, things of that nature. And Russia was selling oil, gas to Europe until America blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. This was an American attack on the Russian economy. It backfired. The ruble has now never been so strong. Russia's industry is based on, it's a wartime industry. In this country, our military, we don't have a military to some degree, and we're not going to really need a conventional, we're not going to so much conventional war as we're going to, like I'll phrase it in Ronald Reagan terms, these coming wars are going to be star wars. They're going to be fought with technology, satellite weaponry. This is the new wars that are coming. Not so much men in fields of battle. Until we get to Armageddon, there will still be those battles where men die on the field. When China and Russia entered into this partnership, it was literally like the shot heard around the world. We didn't hear it, again, because we are uninvolved. We don't look at what is happening internationally. But like I say, Israel knew. In Britain, Boris Johnson knew. Everybody, they know that the United States, well, I'll put it this way, empire and the empire allies are at war with the rest of the world. America and allies are at war with the nations of the world. And the only way to defeat empire and the associates is to join together, to work together economically with your industries, trade amongst yourselves, and disengage, to unfriend America's sanctions, America's industry, American trade, unfriend, disengage, decouple. The nations need, and they are planning to, and they're doing it, to decouple from everything that their involvement with the United States in the past, they're decoupling. Mexico is being pressed to also decouple. And the plan of the globalists is to, and it's actually their plan, they don't realize that it's in the Bible, this country is being invaded by armies. Armies from the other nations. It's a punishment. Best way I can describe it is destroying winds. Destroying winds are hitting the United States of America. God is allowing the nations of the world to be used to punish the United States for our evil. And there's just chaos everywhere you look. I want to go in another direction, but I'm going to stay with this matter of the dollar. Now, just today, Iran began to discuss the use of the rial in trade with Russia. This move away from the U.S. dollar has been in motion for 2 years, 3 years, since 2016, when Obama finished his presidency. At that point, Russia, actually I should say 2014, when the United States began to involve itself once again in Ukraine, Russia sold treasuries and started conducting business with other nations, not using the American dollar. And all the nations watched Russia. They didn't think Russia would survive. Russia did. Russia held her own. She hurt. Russia was in a hardship. But Putin didn't budge. He stayed the course. 2022, Russia and China make this agreement, this partnership. Same year, Russia moves into Ukraine. And Russia now is stronger than she's been in 100 years. Central Bank of Iran working on a scheme that will allow the use of the national currency in financial exchanges with Russia, Iraq, and Afghanistan. The regulatory deputy governor, Moshe Karimi, said on Monday, Karimi said Iran was looking to pay for non-essential Russian imports using the rial pegged at an agreed exchange rate. He estimated potential trade exchanges in the category at between $1 billion and $1.5 billion. At the moment, the idea of using the international rial is being discussed with three countries, Russia, Afghanistan, and Iraq again. In Russia's case, almost work is almost done, and the project is about to be implemented. He was quoted as saying, quoted as saying by the ISNA news agency. Now, I'll be back in just a few minutes and continue. America or these nations are moving away from the yuan. Also, I'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
This week, Vladimir Putin is going to travel to China again to meet with Xi Jinping. He should be there probably in about 4 or 5 days. and they're going to discuss nuclear-armed superpower leaders, and they're going to discuss their no-limits partnership. And this partnership was signed on the opening day of the Winter Olympics in February 2022, again to confront the socialist, communist, fascist, of the West. And they're going to, to discuss how to denazify Ukraine. This is a war against the children, grandchildren of Adolf Hitler. It is a religion, it is an ancient religion, and the way you destroy it is you, those that have this thinking in their minds, you have to destroy them. One of the individuals, Zelensky, this man is making big money. It's all about money. It's about power. He has a spirit. The only way that you can stop this type of madness is last week it appeared like there was an assassination attempt. He fired his security, his bodyguard, because a bodyguard wasn't doing his job, and Zelensky might have got the flu. But the thing is, he won't get the flu because he has an employer. The employer is the devil. And as a servant, as an employee of the kingdom of darkness, no one can touch him without God's permission. No one could touch Adolf Hitler till Hitler was in his 70s, late 70s, I think, and then death finally got him. There are still many children in Argentina and South America that are children of Adolf Hitler and grandchildren, but nobody's going to touch Zelensky. As much as we would like to see his end. Now, Xi Jinping, he ordered the Chinese military forces, he stated, prepare for war. In a response to the announcement of President Putin and President Xi in the meeting, they are standing firm on resisting forces of empire and their allies. And NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg declared, the war in Ukraine demonstrates that security is not regional, security is global. Global. The main country that is enabling Russia to conduct its war of aggression against Ukraine in Europe is China. This is a unlimited partnership. Concerning what's happening in Ukraine, the Ukrainians it's just a matter of going out into the battlefield and die within 4 hours. The life expectancy on the battlefield in Ukraine is 4 hours. Now, this was Nick Patton Walsh, a CNN correspondent, quote, the progress made by Russian troops is arguably their fastest advance since the first days of the war. This is a nightmare for Kyiv for two reasons. Firstly, they liberated this land from Russian forces 18 months ago, yet failed clearly to fortify the area enough to prevent Moscow sweeping back within which they were swept out. Secondly, Russia can again tie up Ukraine's overstretched army with constant and grinding pressure on Kharkiv, extracting a toll with crude shelling on a vast urban center. Zelensky faces ugly choices about where to send limited resources and where ultimately to sacrifice. Sorry, I'm trying to read in front of a microphone here. Russia is continuing to destroy any of these, anyone on the battlefield. Last week, I think it was 2-3 weeks ago, France decided they were going to send troops in to assist. Well, guess what? Those troops got the flu. They got the flu, and they were sent back to France. Right after that, Emmanuel, God with us, Macron, he stated that from this point forward, there aren't going to be any more Russian or any more French troops in Ukraine resisting Russian advancements. You're not going to win. So all of a sudden, Macron pulled his troops back. And he said that France is not going to go to war with Russia. Well, he had a come-to-Jesus moment, I guess, because he pulled his troops out right away. And Vladimir Putin, a week before the troops ended up in Ukraine, told him, don't send them here, because if you send them to the battlefield, they're going to die. And they did. Now, the White House and the Pentagon, Doug McKinnon, he warned in an open letter, NATO risks World War III in Ukraine. And at the same time, this war is lining the pockets of the defense industries, of the defense industry once again. That's what it's about. The military-industrial complex continuing to profit. What is appropriated financially for Ukraine doesn't reach Ukraine, at least not all of it. 25%. And then the other 75% ends up in with War Department, with Boeing or Martin Marietta or the RAND Corporation, America's military. And the money is not going to bullets. It's going to satellites. It's going to microphones. It's going to AI. Because this is the killing weapon of the future, AI and robots. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Join us and don't miss a moment of the Alex Jones Show, your number one source for real independent media. Find out what the mainstream media doesn't want you to know. InfoWars is pro-America, pro-family, pro-freedom. We are rebooting 1776. Exclusive reports, live coverage, information you won't find anywhere else. Tomorrow's news today. Stay informed by listening to KHNC 1360 AM. The Alex Jones Show on KHNC, the heart of Northern Colorado.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
We have been in a gangster's paradise. It's going to get worse. We can't stop it. Christ said that in the decade before he returns, it's the hardships, suffering of mankind is going to increase. We can't stop it. We are in the final 10 years. All of the prophetic signs for people that watch prophecy, and you don't even need to know prophecy or understand prophecy. For you in this audience that don't know the Bible, you're not Christians, you don't believe in God, you're atheists, it's okay. Go to the book of Revelation, read the book of Revelation, and you'll see all the mysteries of the time in which the world, at the end of the world, the mysteries in the century and 2 centuries and 2.5 centuries before Christ comes. How can I say that? Well, see, there's a mystery in chapter 18 of Revelation. It's about a great, great empire, the greatest empire in the history of the world, a great empire, and made great by technology. Great, made great because no nation could go to war with this country, with this great empire. It's the United States of America. And in Revelation 18, the empire is presented in its full glory. It's luxurious. It is financially just a nation like no other nation is known. The riches of the nation are incredible. The military, the power structure, the government is unbelievable. It is a nation and a country and a society like no nation ever before or society ever before. But the empire had a beginning and it had a birth and it began to develop by people that moved from Europe to this country. It was not being developed by the Indians, by the Aztecs. It wasn't being developed by the people, the natives of the land. That type of industry had to come from abroad. And the political, the education, educated societies came. There wasn't... What you had in Europe did not exist in the United States. So the best of Europe came to this country, and through the worship of Jesus Christ and the transformation that took place with people in Europe that met Christ, they were intellectuals, they were great at innovation, everything. The religion, and they come to this country, and the country began to develop, and with each 50-year period, we advanced. And now, we at the beginning of World War I, we were already the greatest nation in the world. We just had to prove it to the world, and we did. By World War II, we proved to the world that we were a nation that no nation would want to go to war with. We were a nation that we could we were unconquerable. And we made a declaration at Nagasaki and Hiroshima that any nation that messes with us, that wanted to tangle with us, would be destroyed. And we had the resolve to do that. We didn't have any problem with killing 50,000 people in 1 second. Didn't have a problem with it. We still don't. And the attitude that we had in 1945, we still have today. We have greater resolve today than we did back then. We will poison and destroy the people of the world if we desire to do that. We will starve the people of the world. We will use weather warfare on any country that doesn't go along with our objectives, with what we want. We will cause fire to come out of the sky and torch you. This is what happened in Lahaina in Hawaii. Because we have the technology. The coming wars that this country is going to fight is going to be done through, like Henry Kissinger said, is going to be done through AI. It's going to be robots, just like in the movie The Terminator. The wars are going to be fought through artificial intelligence. This is what one of the statements Henry Kissinger made before he died, and it's true. The coming wars are going to be fought with space weapons. We're already using these weapons. We torch forest fires, or we torch forests. We burn down cities. Whatever we want to do, we do it through technology. Well, Revelation chapter 18, a great nation. And if you go to verse 20, you start to see that this nation has no problem with destroying and murdering people internationally. Not none whatsoever. You see, nations don't have morals. Nations don't have consciences. The people that rule nations and are in these positions of power, they don't care about who lives and who dies. They just retain their power. And whatever is best for the country, for the system, all things are fair in love and war. And Russia and China have changed the game. They have changed the rules of engagement. America is not going to be able to destroy all the nations of the world, but it's time in another decade. America is going to disappear. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale now through Mother's Day. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com.
5 to 6 foot tall Bonnie Blue Colorado spruce, now $389.99. Get 25% off all lilac shrubs with several colors to choose from. 6 to 8 foot tall quaking aspen clumps, now $119.99.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale now through Mother's Day.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, or you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along.
Don't worry, be happy. Things are changing, but Christ did say in Matthew chapter 7, or 6 actually, don't think about tomorrow, for sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. He told this to his believers because he was telling them that in the days to come, there would be hardships. He was going to go to the cross and die. And they, once he returned and raised from the dead, as they would become his believers, the world would reject them. But he said, don't be anxious. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. And the principle with God is, this is the day that you conduct your business. There's evil in the day. Protect yourself from evil. Don't worry about tomorrow. There's going to be enough evil tomorrow. You don't want tomorrow's evil to be in your day, in this day. So be at peace. The end is coming, but not yet. Hardships are going to continue to increase, but don't be anxious. Also, with the war that has begun with many of the nations of the world at war with the United States. It has to happen. And this great nation in Revelation 18, Babylon the Great, it had a beginning. It will have an end. And once America is destroyed, Russia and all the other nations, except for a few nations, will still continue to exist. The societies and the different races will continue into the future after Christ's return. America is a great nation, and eventually it morphs, it changes from what was once holy and was a golden cup in the hand of God. It becomes a cup filled with perversion and filthiness and sorcery and evil unimaginable. And when that time comes, and when it, as it morphs from something, a blessing to the world, to a curse to the world. And as it morphs, what will happen is eventually the destruction and the punishment will begin to descend upon the nation. We're at that point. We are going to continue to be great, but this nation, as a beast nation, has a ruler, and it is a individual that is known as the beast. But he's coming. He's in the galleries. He's near. I'm just wondering if he's going to appear this year, toward the end of the year. For today, Rick Rodriguez's visit tomorrow.
Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station, and I've got a newsflash for you today. Neither Donald Trump nor anyone else on this planet is going to be the savior of this country. We are only saved through faith in Christ. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, "For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." The only way to turn things around is not through anybody in this world, but by repentance and turning back to God. This is what we're talking about at the Feeding Station. So come join us at godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.